Blog Talk Radio.
Shame me for causing me pain. I thank you for the path that you paid. Sometimes we take a few wrong turns before we settle in and find a place to stay. I learned the streets like the back of my hand. Man, the streets are crazy. What can I say? What can I say? Thank you, thank you. I really idolized you. All the time you were gone, I thought about you. Had hope you'd come back around. I was young, my head was in the clouds. I didn't have many friends moving from place to place. I always had Jack and Jen. We argued all the time, but I had their backs. Jen was strong, kept us safe all the nights. Mom had to work late. Jack missed you all, stay strong, stay loyal. We're in this escaper, the gift of ignorance. When it came to me, it was a little bit different of a story. I have your name, your blood runs through my veins, so I took it personal. Started hanging with gangs, taking names, starting slang. Damn how things have changed. I wisen up with age. I go to past and I live for today. I don't hate you for mistakes that you made, and I don't shame you for causing me pain. I thank you for the path that you paid. Sometimes we take a few wrong turns before we settle in and find a place to stay. I learned the streets like the back of my hand. Man, the streets are crazy. What can I say? What can I say? Thank you, thank you. Damn few years we went away. 505 Beanie Drive is where homie came. It was the hardest choice I ever had to make. 15 years old on the verge of a nervous breakdown. I called mom, told her straight up, now I need you to listen up. Please, I hope you're sitting. I made a decision. I loved you both and I broke the news about a move. She cried for a while, but then began to understand. I told her this was better for us, and even if it's not, it's worth a chance. For my mom, you my dad, that never ends. It was hard on the girls, but I gained two brothers, so similar and different from each other. The heart of my and your brother are like no other. I used to blame you, now I just want to say thank you. I don't hate you for mistakes that you made, and I don't shame you for causing me pain. I thank you for the path that you paid. Sometimes we take a few wrong turns before we settle in and find a place to stay. I learned the streets like the back of my hand, man. The streets are gray. What can I say? What can I say? Thank you, thank you.
Now I'm 26, living out my dream, rapping, writing ghetto poetry out on the West Coast. It's all time and time, but I'm busy. I got mountains.
Yo, it's another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series created by USA Blog Network. We live with my homeboy Joker. He resides in San Jose, California, by way of Chicago, Illinois, my hometown. Constantly creating and innovating as a writer and producer, Joker collaborates with artists from across the globe, producing a unique and compelling sound. He recently released a new song for y'all to go and cop. It's called Molly, Weed, and Shrooms, or you can call it MWS. So we're going to listen to that. We're going to get into that, and we're going to hear more about Joker. But what's going on, bro?
What up?
What's happening, man?
What's going
man?
On, bro? Can you... Not much, just chilling. What's going on with you?
Pretty good, man. Just vibing out to that thank you, man.
I was listening to it. Yeah, what do you think?
Pretty deep, man. Pretty deep. Who did you write that for?
That was about my dad. I grew up in a situation where both on the south side of Chicago, like 179 Stony Island, where my dad was an addict. And instead of being angry at him, I decided I'd rather just say thank you for teaching me all the things not to do.
That's pretty clever, man. And it sounds like more like therapy than a song.
Yeah. That's how most of my music is for me, man. My name is also made up of my name, Joker, is made up of my mother's name, Carrie, and my dad's name, Joe.
Oh, okay. So it's J O E.
That's why it's spelled
right?
J O E.
And then you got a big K E R.
Yep. Yes, sir. That's correct.
That's deep, man. So, yeah, man. So, how did you get into it? Like, how long have you been rapping and writing and recording?
Well, since I was 13, I've been writing poetry. That's what it started off as, just as a way to escape everything that was going on. I grew up homeless in shelters and stuff. And it was just it was a way to escape. I just listened to people like Ice Cube, Busta Rhymes, of course Eminem. He was big when I grew up because I was born in the 1990s. Dr. Dre, Exhibit, all of them just influenced me. And like, I always grew up in that kind of culture where it was Chicago's a hip hop culture environment, especially on the South Side. So it was like, it just part of me where I'm from. And I've been doing it since I was 13. Like I said, I'm 27 now. I've been really pursuing it now for about 3 years, professionally, not just as a hobby. And I got a studio that I'm working on. I got my clothing line dropping next month, called High in Public. And then I got my recording studio in San Jose that I'm an investor in. Also got, I'm going to be dropping a new song every Friday for the next, I don't know, 100 weeks until all my music is done, because I'm sitting on a lot of music. So that's my plan, is I'm just going to be dropping a lot of music every week, or one song every week, but it's going to be a lot of content, a lot of music, lots of different pieces and parts of the character and the person that I am.
That's amazing, man. That's a deep, dope story. 3 years ago, what changed to make you go all in?
I got out of the Marines. I was in the United States Marine Corps, and I had all this time to think about all my experiences and everything I went through, everything that I lost, everything that I could gain. And my girlfriend, Mina, bought me a microphone for my birthday, I believe, maybe it was Christmas. And she was like, hey, it was kind of a thing where I would drink and I would just freestyle, or smoke and I would just freestyle. And she just heard it and she was like, here, you need to do this. And bought me a mic, bought me my setup, bought me my program. That's how I got started, as it like more than just a hobby and someone behind me telling me, hey, you need to do this.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to her.
Yeah, special shout out to her. She's a very big part of why I do what I do and why I keep doing it.
So one song per week.
Yeah, I'm sitting on close to 200 and something songs, 300 songs. So I'm going to be dropping an individual song at a time. And then say I drop, like, today I started with, last week I started with Molly Weed and Shrooms. The next one's going to be another song off of the same project, which is going to be titled After Hours. It's going to all be party music. It's not necessarily my everyday content that I write about, but it's just themed for the album. And then, so I'll drop them all as individual tracks, and then I'll release it as a project altogether at the end. I'll say that it's part of the topic. So that's the official release right here. You heard it for the first time, that the project's going to be called After Hours.
After Hours. When can we expect that?
I'm going to be dropping probably 9 to 10 tracks for that project to be complete, and I'm just going to drop them one at a time. It's a strategy that I'm working in, because I feel like I'm new enough to where nobody's really looking for a Joker project yet. So if I keep being consistent, dropping a song as an individual song, create that buzz, have people follow me, having people feel out what I'm saying, where I'm from, my story, and just all around have fun with it, that's my goal.
Sound like you had a lot of fun writing that MWS, that Molly Weed and Shrooms. The title
is
pretty self-explanatory. You say what?
Yeah, bro. I was in Spice Studios in San Jose, and we were just sipping on some shit and smoking, and we were in the studio, and it was more of one of those things where I said the hook out loud, and it didn't sound right at first because the delivery was a little off, but then we built the beat around the vocal, and we did it, and it just turned out hella hard.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
Molly Weed and Shrooms, like, how can you go wrong?
Exactly.
Oh man. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna give a little sample of Molly Weed and Shrooms, and I do want you to introduce that joint. We're gonna go ahead and play it.
All right. This song right here is Molly Weed and Shrooms, produced by Stipe Studios out of San Jose, by Joker. You guys are hearing it first right here. Appreciate the support, and I hope you guys like it.
Molly, weed, and shrooms, it's all you wanna do. About to see the wizard, about to let loose. Molly, weed, and shrooms, it's all you wanna do. Just pop the pill, about to let loose. Molly, weed, and shrooms, it's all you wanna do. Just smoke the blunt, about to let loose. Took a moon rock, rolling balls, fuck. About to hit the club, after this blunt. Lights are blinding, don't know what's what. Am I peaking? I think I took too much. Now I'm paranoid, blah, just threw up. About to take some shrooms and balance out my buzz. Swallow them with bread, cause they taste like shit. Wait for them to hit my world, it starts to spin. I look around and guess what the fuck I'm in. The Wizard of Oz? What day is it? Molly, weed, and shrooms, it's all you wanna do. About to see the wizard, about to let loose. Molly, weed, and shrooms, it's all you wanna do. Just pop the pill, about to let loose. Molly, weed, and shrooms, it's all you wanna do. Just smoke the blunt, about to let loose. I'ma roll this blunt, dip it in some perp. You know I mean syrup. Find the nearest dime and make that ass twerk, 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 twerk. Make that money work, 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 work. Drop that ass low to the dirt, dirt. Hope you like big dick, I'm about to give you girth. So come over, come over. About to have a slumber party, bend that ass over. Name's Joe, thought I told you I'm a shy town player. Thought it was all over, but I stay rolling. Molly, weed, and shrooms, it's all you wanna do. About to see the wizard, about to let loose. Molly, weed, and shrooms, it's all you wanna do. Just pop the pill, about to let loose. Molly, weed, and shrooms, it's all you wanna do. Just smoke the blunt, about to let loose. Get fucked up, act a fool, act a fool. Get fucked up, act a fool, act a fool. Pop.
Alright, that right there was Molly, Weed, and Shrooms by the homeboy Joker. That's going to be on the upcoming album called After Hours. Look out for that, y'all. Alright, bro. So, that Molly, Weed, and Shrooms song about tripping and partying with friends, and it has a subliminal message about drug use. So, yeah. What was the concept? You know, beyond, you know, the party aspect, what was the concept behind Molly Sweet?
It was kind of like, okay, so first off, I'm sure everybody can tell that it's a really catchy hook. It just gets stuck in your head. The beat's nice. It's probably the best way to explain it is, like, if you notice in the hook, I say Molly, Weed, and Shrooms, it's all you want to do. It's kind of saying, like, everything that we idolize is just drugs. And it's influenced by drugs, and it's all we see in media. It's all we see in music. So it's what you want to do.
Yeah.
If you notice in the song, it's not what I want to do. So it's kind of a subliminal message too. Yeah. So it's a little bit, you got to play it back a few times to really catch it, but it's kind of like most of this song is, it's like you guys idolize, most of this music on this album is kind of like you're idolizing the wrong people. It's like you're idolizing the wrong things. We can, with this platform, we can make a better message, cause people to change, and we're not doing that as artists. We're just all saying the same stuff. So it's kind of just that trap sound, you know, good to dance to and stuff, but it still has a subliminal message to where it's not telling you to do drugs. That's all you want to do. It's because all you see.
Right. Okay. So, but man,
it's out on Spotify, Tidal, everything right now. Apple Music, iTunes.
Yeah, they can go and check that out on SoundCloud, and definitely it'll be up pretty soon on USA Blog Network. So in a second, you'll be able to just Google that.
Yep, appreciate that.
But yeah, man. So let's talk more about After Hours. How many tracks you say you're going to end up with?
Well, I don't know. I haven't decided if I'm going to cut some off or not. But right now I have like 9 to 12 right now that I'm deciding between. So I'm dropping another one this week. which this is the first official announcement that I've made about it. So it's going with the song I'm going to drop this week is called Dance For Me. It's going to drop Friday. And it's another song like that, but it's going to be very subliminal as well. So you're going to have to pay attention to lyrics at the end of the song. But yeah, it's another trap song produced by JNZ Productions and mixed by Stipe Studios in San Jose. The whole project is, all in all, is just going to make you want to have fun and make you dance. But it shows growth throughout that, where you start off at a party, and the next thing you know, it's like you're at the top of the world, but not because you're high. You're at top of the world because you're doing what you believe in, and you're following your dreams. Mm. So that's going to be another track on there. It's called Top of the World.
What's your production selection process like? Like, how do you choose the best beat, the right beat for the right song?
I'll sit in the studio, and 1 out of 10 beats will work. I don't write anything down when I'm listening to the beat. I don't have a song in mind. It's whatever that beat inspires. If it inspires me, that's the song. If it doesn't inspire me, then skip to the next one. And I usually know within like the first 8 bars if I'm going to want to spit to that.
Is all of your music created inside of the studio, or do you have like a notebook that you kind of carry around or type into your phone, and then you go to the studio?
My whole phone is full of lyrics. Yeah, my phone's full of lyrics and poetry. That I got notebooks full of hooks that I write. I don't hold myself just to hip hop. I songwrite for pop, country, EDM, all of it. I literally not just a hip hop artist or producer, but I also songwrite for every genre that you can think of. Women, men, it doesn't matter.
And you say you had a fashion.
So I'm part
what
of
is
one.
That?
That's going to be pretty much, I live out in the West Coast now, so the marijuana industry is booming here. And it's kind of it's also, you don't have to be high in public to feel high in public. It's like a lifestyle. So if you feel high in energy, you feel high in life, then you're cool with being that publicly. But even if you don't have to be ashamed of who you are or where you're from, it's just live your life, be you, and live it to your highest potential.
Is that the brand? You have clothing?
That's more like the idea of it. The brand is going to be, I'm dropping shirts next month, which will be, it'll have a strain of marijuana on the front, the name of it, and on the back, it'll be having some information as well, and it'll be sponsored by myself, but my company, and sponsored by another dispensary that I work with out here in California.
Oh, that's right.
But yeah, that's going to be, they're called TheraLeaf Leaf in San Jose, California. They're a dispensary. Stipe is a recording studio and label.
Oh, gotcha. And High in Public is the brand.
Say it again? Yeah. High in Public. And then I'm also a part of another one, which is my main in-house producer's name is JNZ Productions. And he's got his clothing line out right now, available for sale on youearneverything.com. It's called Yee for abbreviated, but his company is called You Earn Everything. And that's another brand that I work with closely, that I support, that's part of my team. That's really inspirational. It's a Bay Area brand right out of San Jose, but he's from San Mateo. So, yeah, it's we got a lot going on. We're going to be doing South by Southwest this year, 2018. I did that last year as well. I'm planning on coming back out to Chicago for a show. I'm planning on going on tour here in the next 7 months. There's a lot coming up, man. A lot of good stuff coming. I got a song out right now.
Let me know
when you want to check out. Yeah, man. I was born in Joliet, and then I moved to Stony Island when I was a baby. Grew up over there, over by Chicago Hospital. You know what I'm talking about?
It's like Chicago Heights, right? Ford Heights.
But yeah, man. I'll be out there. I'm looking to do a show out there with Dirk. I did another show with Lil Dirk out here in Oakland, and he brought me up on stage, and we mess around a little bit up there. But, yeah, a lot of stuff coming, man.
Word. Go ahead and give us some final words before we get out of here.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate everybody tuning in. If you did, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. Everything that I do is I don't do it for myself. It's a bigger picture. I'm going to be the voice for everybody. So if you support me, I don't just stick to one demographic. If you need to be heard, you can always hit me up on my website, jokerhiphop.com, on my Instagram, jokerhiphop, my Twitter, anything. They're all the same, jokerhiphop or jokerhiphop10. I'm here for you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for this opportunity. And I hope you guys appreciate my art, and I hope you guys like Molly Williams films.
You heard it here. That right there is the homeboy Joker. Look for a lot of things, a lot of greatness coming from a young man, a lot of positivity, most certainly. High in public, you earn everything, all right? Now, the song is Molly Weed and Shrooms, or MWS, and you can find that joint today on jokerhiphop.com, at jokerhiphop on everything. And, of course, in the coming days, check on USA Blog Network, on the Facebook, the Twitter, and Instagram, and we're in your city. All right? So that's another dope episode. I appreciate you once again, Joker. All right, bro.
God bless. Have a great one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll catch you next time. All right, y'all. We out of here.
Molly weed and shrooms, it's all you wanna do. About to see the wizard, about to let loose. Molly weed and shrooms, it's all you wanna do. Just pop the pill, about to let loose. Molly weed and shrooms, it's all you wanna do. Just smoke the blunt, about to let loose. Took a moon rock.